Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. Before we even say hello, we need to issue an urgent severe weather alert for the West Michigan area today.
That's right. If you have outdoor plans, you need to be prepared. We are looking at a 100% chance of rain hitting right around noon today, and then another major wave at 6 p.m. More importantly, there is a marginal risk for thunderstorms and damaging winds moving in.
The current conditions might be deceiving if you are just waking up. Right now in Grand Rapids, it is 52 degrees with scattered clouds and just a light 9-mile-per-hour wind from the south-southwest. It actually feels like a pretty calm spring morning.
It does, but that front is going to change things drastically. We will hit a high of 61 degrees before temperatures plummet tonight, down to a low of 37 by tomorrow morning. So protective action. Keep your weather radio or alert apps on, secure any loose objects in your yard, and have a plan to seek shelter indoors immediately if you hear thunder this afternoon.
Absolutely. Safety has to come first today. Now, looking at the rest of our show, we have a packed and very local lineup. We are diving into a fascinating community investigation regarding a new, controversial digital news site in town.
And we will also be talking extensively about the massive event that weather might disrupt, the 49th annual Amway Riverbank Run. Let's get right into the news.
Our first story today deals with the changing landscape of local media right here in Grand Rapids. Over the past few months, a new digital publication called the Grand Rapids Herald has been popping up in local feeds, but it has generated a lot of buzz for all the wrong reasons.
Right. The buzz has mostly been around the site's obvious lack of transparency. If you go to their website, there is no about page. There is no information detailing their funding structure, and there is no editorial board listed. In an era where trust in media is already fragile, that kind of opacity immediately raises red flags.
Exactly. And because the organization didn't want to be transparent, local residents actually took it upon themselves to do the digging. A very detailed post recently went up on the Grand Rapids subreddit, where a user pulled public business records to figure out exactly who was behind this operation. The findings are incredibly revealing.
They really are. According to a state LARA filing from January 27, 2026, the sole incorporator of the Herald is a man named Caleb Whitmer. Now, Caleb Whitmer is a project manager at the Acton Institute, which is a well-known conservative, free market think tank based right here in Grand Rapids. That connection to the Acton Institute is the crucial piece of the puzzle. It instantly frames why the site has been criticized for having a heavy right-wing slant. When your sole incorporator is actively employed by a prominent ideological think tank, it blurs the line between objective local journalism and partisan advocacy. And the staffing choices reflect that ideological bent as well. The Reddit investigation looked into the reporters writing for the Herald. One of them refers to himself as the founding reporter, Jackson Walker. He graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in May 2023. Before coming to the Herald, his background was primarily writing for conservative outlets like the College Fix.
And as far as anyone can tell, Walker had no prior ties to Michigan or Grand Rapids before taking this job. Then you have Jacob Bruns, who is also writing for the site. Bruns is best known for his recent stint as a city commissioner in Hillsdale, a role he held until November 2024.
Right. And Bruns received his master's in politics from Hillsdale College in 2022. Hillsdale, of course, is a deeply conservative institution. So you have a site incorporated by an Acton Institute employee, staffed by a Hillsdale politician and a former College Fix writer, presenting itself simply as a historic-sounding local newspaper, the Grand Rapids Herald. It is a textbook example of what media watchdogs call pink slime journalism. These are networks of sites that masquerade as traditional, objective local news outlets, but are actually funded by partisan organizations or dark money groups to push a specific political narrative. They often use historic-sounding names to borrow credibility.
And it seems the actual reporting quality has left a lot to be desired. Critics on the subreddit pointed out numerous errors, including an article where the reporter completely misspelled the mayor's name. When you combine a lack of local knowledge with a hidden ideological agenda, the community is naturally going to push back.
What I find most interesting is the civic response.
The fact that local citizens cared enough about the integrity of their local news environment to pull Lara filings and trace the professional histories of these writers speaks volumes. People in Grand Rapids want real, accountable local journalism. They do. And operating without transparent funding or clear disclosure of organizational ties only breeds distrust. It will be interesting to see if the Herald responds to this public unmasking, or if they just continue operating quietly under the radar.
Moving on to our second story. Today is a massive day for the city of Grand Rapids. It is officially race day for the 49th annual Amway Riverbank Run. This is one of those cornerstone events that truly defines the spring season in West Michigan.
It really is. Since it was established back in 1978, the Riverbank Run has grown into something extraordinary. We are talking about more than 10,000 participants expected to compete across the various distances today. It is a logistical marvel just to get that many people moving through downtown.
And it is not just a local fun run. This event features the largest 25K road race in the entire United States. In fact, it has hosted the USA 25-kilometer Open Championships every year since 1995. That means we have elite, professional athletes flying into Grand Rapids specifically to compete at a national championship level.
That is what makes this race so unique. You have world-class athletes setting elite-level records on the exact same course where thousands of community members are walking the 5K. Balancing the needs of an elite professional competition with a massive community event is a huge challenge for the organizers, but they pull it off year after year. Another incredible aspect of the Riverbank Run is its commitment to accessibility and adaptive sports. It includes the only 25K wheelchair racing division in the world, along with a dedicated 25K hand cycle division. It is a premier destination for adaptive athletes globally. Beyond the athletic achievements, we have to talk about the economic footprint. Event organizers estimate that the race contributes approximately $1.8 million in economic impact to downtown Grand Rapids. That is money flowing into local hotels, restaurants, and shops over a single weekend. That economic boost is huge, but it does come with trade-offs. Managing a large-scale urban event like this requires shutting down a significant portion of the city's infrastructure. We are talking about major street closures and highway ramp shutdowns that affect everyone, not just the runners. Exactly. And that is the tension with these mega events. The city gets a $1.8 million injection and national prestige, but local residents have to navigate a maze of detours and traffic jams. It requires a lot of patience from the community. And we can't forget the weather factor today. With that severe weather alert we mentioned at the top of the show, organizers are going to be on high alert. Managing 10,000 runners and thousands of spectators when a 100% chance of rain and potential thunderstorms roll in around noon is going to test all their contingency plans. I am sure they have extensive safety protocols in place, but if you are heading downtown to cheer someone on, you need to be flexible. The sheer scale of the 25K, the 10K, the 5K run, and the community walk means there are a lot of moving parts to keep safe. It is a monumental effort by the city, the volunteers, and the sponsors to make it happen. We wish all the runners the best of luck today and hope everyone stays safe and dry out on the course.
All right, let's hit a few more local stories real quick before we wrap up for the weekend.
Sounds good. What's first on the list?
Sticking with the race theme, we have to issue one final public service announcement regarding traffic today. Extensive road closures are already in effect across downtown Grand Rapids.
That's right. Major highway on and off ramps, specifically along I-196 and US 131, are closed this morning. If you are trying to commute or run errands downtown, standard navigation apps might not reflect these event-specific closures, so expect severe delays.
The best strategy is to avoid the immediate downtown core entirely, unless you are participating in or spectating the race. Plan your routes accordingly.
On a more reflective note, the Michigan aviation community is mourning the loss of Vernon Roy Jim Johnson, who passed away this week in Lakeview at the incredible age of 97 years old. Johnson had a remarkable life. He was a World War II Army veteran who served in the Panama Canal Zone and then built a decades-long career managing airports in Big Rapids and Greenville. What's truly amazing is that he continued to pilot his own plane until he was about 96 years old. He was an absolute fixture in regional aviation and a prime example of the dedicated individuals who built rural infrastructure.
Finally, a frustrating local grievance that many drivers can relate to. A resident posted online about their brand new car being hit in the parking lot of the Meijer and Aldi at Knapp's Corner.
And of course, the responsible driver did not leave a note. Knapp's Corner is such a high-traffic retail hub that the parking lots get incredibly congested, making minor hit-and-runs unfortunately common.
It is a tough reminder of how difficult it can be to identify responsible parties in large shared lots without surveillance. Just a friendly reminder to practice basic social etiquette. If you bump a car, leave your contact information. That is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. We appreciate you spending part of your morning with us.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to stay weather aware today. Take those severe storm warnings seriously. And good luck to everyone out running the Riverbank Run.
Stay safe, stay dry, and we will see you next time.